You're listening to The Andy Finn Show, centrally located in America, on the TAFS Radio Network.
So, Mike, did you know that Ronald Reagan was a big fan of Pink Floyd?
Really? I did not know that.
Well, that's what they say. I don't know that Pink Floyd was a huge fan of Ronald Reagan. You know how those British can be. So it got me thinking about the similarities between Ronald Reagan and Pink Floyd, and I came up with a list. And I'm gonna have you read Reagan's half of these, and I'll read Pink Floyd's half. Well, but this is pretty interesting and almost eerie.
Okay, well, I've got my copy here, so let's do it.
So Pink Floyd were musicians that appeared in radio, TV, movies, and did political commentary.
Ronald Reagan was an actor in radio, TV, movies, and political commentary.
Pink Floyd appeared in concerts with a large pig.
Ronald Reagan appeared in movies with a small chimp.
Pink Floyd foresaw living on the dark side of the moon.
Ronald Reagan foresaw living in a shining city on a hill.
Pink Floyd said, "Tear down the wall," in 1980.
Ronald Reagan misquoted Pink Floyd and said, "Tear down this wall," in 1986.
Pink Floyd made many statements that suggested heavy drug use when young.
Ronald Reagan made many statements suggesting heavy drug use when young.
Pink Floyd called one of their songs Mother.
Ronald Reagan called his wife Mommy.
Pink Floyd occasionally sang a song called Money.
Ronald Reagan occasionally gave speeches for money.
Pink Floyd claimed to be comfortably numb.
Ronald Reagan was comfortably numb.
Pink Floyd mentioned Ronald Reagan in one of their songs.
Ronald Reagan forgot to mention Pink Floyd in one of his speeches.
Pink Floyd was quoted about school, "Teacher, leave those kids alone."
Ronald Reagan was quoted about school, "I never knew anything above C's."
About Reagan, Margaret Thatcher supposedly said, "Poor dear, there's nothing between his ears."
About Thatcher, Pink Floyd said, "Maggie, what have we done?"
Pink Floyd blamed people for pollution.
Ronald Reagan blamed trees for pollution.
Pink Floyd wrote, "Welcome to the Machine."
Ronald Reagan ran the machine.
Pink Floyd ended their most famous album with Brain Damage.
Ronald Reagan ended his presidency with Brain Damage.
Okay.
Wow, there are a lot of similarities, Andy.
There are. And there's probably more. If you think of them, email them to andy@andyfinn.us.
There you have it.